This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's sack it up, boys. You ready to sack it up?
How much worse would college football be if they went the NFL route with two toes?
Oh.
Do you think any fall off would happen with receivers in college?
I don't think so. I think a lot of guys, I think we should, to be honest with you. I've never quite understood why.
You've enjoyed two more than one? Or do you enjoy one more than two?
I enjoy two more than one.
Yeah.
And I'm actually impressed when guys in college do the two-foot thing, knowing that they don't need to.
Well, but I think they have to train for it now.
You got
to
get ready. Exactly. Yeah. It's like not having the same three-point line in college in the NBA.
It's very odd when that happens.
Why are we not doing that?
By the way, Swag, Monday, 8 o'clock, Baylor-Gonzaga basketball.
Monday night?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the opening of the college hoop season?
Monday night, first Ducks game. Right here.
Who do we got? What powerhouse are we playing?
UC Riverside
Bring
to get it rolling for the Ducks.
We are going to Duke for the ticker on Monday. I'm just telling you that right now.
Cooper flag time.
Capture the flag, baby.
They beat Arizona State by 846 points in a scrimmage. So they're looking pretty good. Here we go. Mail sack question. As we're about to enter the holiday season, what does this collection of morning show dads want for Christmas?
Oh, it's a great question.
On your list?
This is going to be the whitest, hippiest answer I could possibly give you.
You do look like a white hippie today.
I yesterday stumbled across something in my algorithm, which should maybe speak to my algorithm.
Uh-oh.
A homemade nut milk machine. You put any nuts in a machine, and you get that milk.
Canada loves me when I come.
Homemade almond milk, cashew milk. Why buy it anymore? We can home make it, ladies and gentlemen. Almond cow. Get me an almond cow machine. I'd be happy as a clam. Living in the suburbs. Beat that.
I can't. I don't even know. I don't even want to give my
I sent it to my wife and said, in case you need ideas.
Here's what I need. I don't really know how to respond to that. I want to be honest with you.
I don't drink real milk.
You want to make your own milk? Huh?
Yeah, I want cashew milk. I can make homemade almond chocolate.
Why don't you like
milk?
Real milk? Are you lactose intolerant? Is it a health thing? Is it a gut thing? You get the bubble guts with real milk? Not a 2% guy?
I kind of get a little creeped out drinking real milk. The idea that this is like from the udders of an animal for a baby and I'm an adult doing it, I don't know.
You're on Burgundy?
Yeah, Ron Burgundy.
Milk was a bad choice.
I prefer to kill little rodents for my milk. Give me more almond milk, please.
All right. Use a lot of water for that almond milk. You want that?
If you use less, I've read about it, use less water, it makes more creamy consistency with the nuts.
I don't really know where to go because I don't, one, know how to respond to that, and two, I don't know what I need. I don't need anything. I'm terrible at this. My wife, I drive my wife nuts, and I...
You can't think of a single... How about a sporting event? How about going to a game next year? How about a weekend? My wife and I might be going to either Chicago or Austin next week, just the two of... two of us.
Yeah, usually vacations are pretty good.
Have you had any getaway, fly on a plane, go somewhere... Post Teddy ball game yet?
No, we haven't gone anywhere without Teddy ball game.
So maybe a nice romantic weekend getaway. You fly out on a Friday after the show.
Is there a golf course there?
I mean, it clearly is an important thing for you. So maybe you take the clubs and you fly out on a Friday
after going to La Quinta, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, like for a weekend getaway.
There you go.
Okay. All right,
we know a guy.
I'll head up McCabe. I'll see what he's up to.
Well, you didn't need to name him.
Come on, hook me up, buddy. Okay. What are we doing?
All right. Good answers. Swag has
all
given
I got.
Us nothing.
You got anything you wanted for Christmas?
I actually,
you making your own milk over there too?
No, I'm not making my own milk.
Milk me, mommy.
My kitchen knife situation has gotten old and dull.
I know a guy for this.
Kitchen knives?
I could use some fresh
Cutco
chef knives.
Yeah,
little carving knife, little boning knife.
Right. I bet you could use a boning knife. 52 years old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mail sack question. Do any of you have a default order when you are trying a new restaurant? For example, if it's a pub and I have never been, I always default to order a fresh dip or French dip or fish tacos. Do you have a default order at a restaurant?
Yeah. Not off the menu.
If I go to a breakfast house, almost always. Like
first time you've been there, let's check it out.
If it's called a Flapjack Phil's, we obviously know what they're known for. If I go to a breakfast house, run-of-the-mill cafe, run-of-the-mill restaurant, I'm going omelet. I love an omelet.
Easy. Throw some meat in there, some veggies in there, lots of cheese.
How many eggs do you use? What's the thickness of the egg omelet? Is it a thicker omelet, a thinner omelet? You know, what are your hash brown situations? I've had bad hash browns. They're not
thick
good.
Six.
A thick six, a thick omelet. I'm going omelet at a breakfast house.
I don't really have a go-to staple. I'm okay trying different things. I like taking random shots at the board and seeing what I end up liking. I don't have a lot of things food. Where I'm like, I have to get this or I want to get this. Just kind of take a blind dart.
The place that I'm at, I might ask the server if, you know, there's any specialties or that sort of thing as far as food. But as far as a cocktail, if I'm not certain, if I'm looking back there, I'll have you make a Manhattan first. If you can make a Manhattan,
you can go anywhere from
balanced,
there.
I can taste the bourbon, but it's not overly harsh. There's vermouth and those sorts of things. Then I'll trust maybe one of your more specialty cocktails at that point.
What is your bar go-to food item, though? I think that's a good point of when you go to a pub.
Just like a pub.
What's the thing you order the most? Is it wings? Do you go burger?
Wings are probably number one. Like, if I'm just, like, I'm at a pub, like, hey, let's go hang out, watch a game or something, get a beer. Like, you're getting wings. I'll get wings every time.
Chips and dip,
wings
usually
or nachos?
Disappointed.
Nachos
with.
Are pretty good, too.
Nachos a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Mail sack question. Where is the most embarrassing place you've ever had to drop a deuce? And Swag has to answer this, too.
A deuce? Well,
most embarrassing place you've ever taken a dump.
Oh, a deuce? I don't... There's nowhere where you're like, I'm stuck.
College, girl's apartment. It was a six-person party. I could not hold it.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's solid.
I mean, we all know about, I have old man bladder.
Did you just walk out afterwards, or did you just try and hang out?
Well, thankfully, she had some spray.
Okay. Clean out the situation a little bit.
And it wasn't a situation you wanted to do that at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's pretty solid. The most embarrassing dump situation I've ever had, I've told this story many years ago, but I was traveling as a young kid, I plugged a toilet on an airplane. And I was we were going to Europe. Like, it was a long flight, like, early on in the flight, like, 8 hour. This could be a long time here. And I, like, 1 hour in, I don't know how I clogged it. I didn't know they were possible to clog. I thought there was technology up there on the suction and you're high up in the air. I figured this is going to be okay.
Especially for your age.
Especially for as a young, you know, little third grader. And somehow, some way, I plugged that thing and it should have given me a glimpse into my future. But they had to throw an order sign on the bathroom. And then there was, like, 7 hours of the flight left and we were down one bathroom. And that was pretty bad. Everybody on the plane knew that I did.
I would add to this, too. It's not embarrassing, but, like, the Hood to Coast experience comes to mind here. They do a great job setting up porta-potties all along that race, right? And it's not that everybody isn't doing it. You go in there and you clearly see that everybody is. It's the walk out with the hand sanitizer rubbing, knowing that it's going to be awful for the next person. And you kind of make that split second eye contact of like, I'm sorry. That's not who I am.
It's my bad.
That's just me right now.
I just got done running a 6 mile leg.
And then they have to go in and do the same thing. So it's just like a continued on passing of the baton.
Yeah. I don't have a specific deuce experience where I was like,
you've never taken an embarrassing dump? A spot where you're like, ooh, I'm in a bad spot right now, but I got to go.
Yeah.
Old man bladder. We know about old man bladder and the LA freeways. I mean, I don't have anything like that where
you're taking a dump in a bad spot.
I've had to go off a hiking trail before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in nature. I mean,
I've taken one on the side of a golf course, like when you're in the middle of a course.
I've never had a thing like that. I've always managed to be able to at least get to a porta potty or somewhere where you can
It's not super embarrassing when you're with buddies, at least, though. You're kind of like, hey, just keep an eye out. I got.
That's more what
I'm
it
taking
is,
a towel. Yeah. Like, you just
keep
you know,
an eye out.
Keep an eye out for me. Let me know if anybody's coming.
Towel, huh? I go leaves.
You go leaves? You a leave guy? Leave wipe guy? Two-part World Series mail sack question. I have a friend who said the Dodgers are rivals of the Padres. Am I wrong to think that the Dodgers fans don't consider the Padres their rival and it's the Giants? Also, is there any worse fan base in baseball than the Dodgers? For example, yelling and chanting during the moment of silence for Fernando. Did you guys yell and chant during the moment of silence?
Well, the moment of silence was quite lengthy. And at the end, after, I mean, it was like silent for about a good 20 to 30 seconds. And then there was that awkward part where, and they just started chanting Fernando's name.
I got to be honest. If you're giving me a moment of silence, start chanting. What do I
chant during the moment of silence for?
Well, and they did. They also said to look to the heavens. I thought, I didn't have a problem with it. It had been silent for a little while. It was normally it's like when they have me do those things at the Hops games. If, you know, they're remembering somebody or something, it's like 10 to 15 seconds and then
thank you.
And now the next thing. And so it was a good 25, 30 seconds. And it was spontaneous. It was natural. It was out of celebration and love for Fernando. I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay. Are the Padres your bigger rival?
Right now, the
Padres. The Giants are a bigger rival. The Padres right now in the moment.
Yeah.
Because Padre fans are just as obnoxious.
Have the kids of those Padre dads disowned them yet?
They sang the song a couple of years ago.
I rewatched that this year.
So bad.
It's one of the worst pieces of content ever created in the world.
And they lost, too. And they, you know. Went on to lose the series.
And like the Double dads whammy. That participated in the background. What are we doing?
Not good, Bob. Not good.
What are we doing?
Mail sack question. If animal laws weren't a thing, what pet would you most like to have in your house?
Oh, killer whale.
A koala bear.
I think if I had, like, if you give me a decent sized backyard, I'm going giraffe.
Is it trained?
Giraffe seems cool. They seem cool.
Is it trained?
Yeah, I mean, you can train it. I think so.
A monitor lizard is not allowing anything to trespass.
No. Just standing right there. No. You shall not pass.
I'd go killer whale.
Yeah. Last one from P1 Jamie, our female Colts fan. I'm starting early morning, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Any advice for dragging my butt out of bed? Go to bed early.
Get actual sleep.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of taking power naps if you're able.
Yeah.
I took a 9-minute nap yesterday. My wife doesn't understand why I do these things. They work. Also, there is no shame in admitting you have a caffeine addiction. I drink probably 400 milligrams or more of caffeine a day.
Takes a lot of caffeine. I will say, too, there is no better feeling than, it's funny how old you feel saying this. When I'm in bed at a good time, like ready to go to sleep, not a better feeling on planet Earth for me.
I stayed up for that Blazer game even though I knew it was over, and that was maybe a problem because about 8:50 I was like, I need to crash hard.
I need to go to bed, yeah.
And I wasn't in bed till 9:27.
Yeah, they were done. They were down by 20.
I know.
I'm out.
No, you didn't see Scoot.
I missed the final 8 minutes of the game.
How
am I going to talk about it? There you go. There's your mail sack. Yeah, go to sleep and drink a lot of coffee. That's basically all you can
do. And by the way, this is the underrated point. One of our listeners on Twitter, it's more disgusting sitting on the warm toilet seat that you've shared with the community than it is smelling it. Like, we all know it smells bad.
My biggest problem with porta potties that I've noticed is I don't feel like and I poop in porta potties quite often because usually I get down to Duck games and it's a 2-hour drive and I drink a lot of coffee on the way. I don't feel like going to find a bathroom and nobody's pooped in the porta potties yet.
Yeah,
you're like the first one, so it's like not that big of a deal
great
for me.
Feeling being the first.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
The hole's not big enough. I feel like the hole doesn't give me an. I feel like I got bits and pieces that are touching, and I need more room. I need more room to move. And I even use the handicap one, too, so I can kind of spread my legs out a little bit, make it my home. I need more space there.
That's a hell of a drop. What? Isn't it a standard size hole?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a standard size hole.
How wide are you?
I mean, I'm pretty wide. I'm a wide guy, man.
Do you feel like it's not a standard size?
When was the last time you pooped in a porta potty? Hood to Coast?
Yeah.
Did your twig and berries touch the front tip or any surface?
I sit back.
I try to, too, but then I'm worried, am I going to get something in my backsplash in the back of the porta potty here? I want to make sure it's all going in the hole. I don't want to do that for the next person.
I have a question about things and where they're located for you. Yeah, you bring up more questions than you are actually making a point.
Trying to feel our way through this one, man. Trying to feel our way through this one.
I don't want to feel
our way through this one.
I don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.